and good things, Roberta Fasanelli, the Queen of Cheap, will give you her Freebie Friday material.
Freebie
Friday! As we exit the week, how's the week been for you so far? Pretty good, yes? 800-510-8255 is the way for you to be in touch with us. Okay, Richie, you ready?
We are ready.
We have this young lady.
We do.
All right, so here's the story for those of you who don't know. Jennifer and Richie and I have been talking about this. Roberta has not been in on the conversation thus far. There's a lady, young lady we're about to meet, whose name is Megan McLean. And she has an important story. Many of you have heard about this young lady and what she went through. So I decided to invite her to go on the program to tell the story herself of her experience at the airport trying to fly. I believe this story is from last week. Was it last week you had this experience, Meg?
This is Monday.
Monday of this week. All right.
Yes.
Tell us, first of all, a little about you so we can just be comfortable to know that you're one of us or one of our friends, or you could be anybody's friend.
Yeah. Well, I'm a very kind and compassionate person, very soft-spoken. I'm originally from Portland, Oregon, but I moved to Keene, New Hampshire to join the Free State Project, which you can find out more at freestateproject.org. It's generally just a movement to move 20,000 liberty-minded people to New Hampshire to get active for liberty, because we believe that this scope of government has grown so far out of control, and it's so controlling and hurtful to people's lives that, you know, I have to do something in order to try and make this world a bit safer and a bit better for everybody. And this is what I found to be the best route.
All right. So you and I are instant friends. You never heard of me before this week, although one of your colleagues knows me and of me. And I don't think you knew of this radio program, even though you have a radio background. But yeah. I am cut of the same mind as are you. I don't know that I can move to New Hampshire. I understand. And when this happened.
It's a difficult decision.
Well, yeah, it's a life-changing decision, and if you feel strong about something, and one wonders as we go through the story whether or not that colored or flavored your experience. So let's go through your experience from Monday. You were on a trip coming from or going to where?
I was visiting Miami to see some friends who are also wonderful liberty activists, Adam and Pete of libertyontour.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I was flying out of Fort Lauderdale back to New Hampshire, or so I thought, and I was randomly chosen for the body scanner.
Now, did you actually say anything? You decided that you didn't want to take the x-ray. You didn't want to go through the body scan, right?
Yeah, I just find it to be a completely deplorable practice to, you know, force people to have naked photos of themselves taken in the name of safety. I don't see how that, you know, ensures safety of anybody. It just causes humiliation of innocent people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew that, you know, we have the right to opt out, so I chose to opt out of that.
All right. Then what happened?
That's when, you know, they don't like to be questioned or anything like that, and they pulled me into the secondary screening area, and I knew that they had these new enhanced pat-down procedures that are incredibly invasive and, you know, borderline criminal actions.
What happened, for the benefit of the audience, what she's talking about is that officers use their open hands and fingers instead of the back of their hands to go over your body, and I'm told that somehow or other they've gotten permission to search your genital area, your breasts. So what did they do to you personally?
Me personally, it never got to that point.
Oh.
Like, before they even touched me, I knew it was coming. I'd heard stories. I'd experienced this before on previous flights and everything. And so I personally wasn't comfortable with anybody touching my body in that intimate of a way. I don't really care what their excuses were. It was an uncomfortable situation, and I didn't want to just allow them to touch me without asking some questions first.
Mm-hmm. What were the questions that you asked?
To the best of my recollection, I just remember asking, you know, why is this necessary, and, you know, do you believe this is crossing the line of too far for how you're treating human beings? Because I don't find it necessary. I don't find myself to be a threat. I had, you know, no reason to come off threatening. They had no reason to be threatened by me. And I had no
They would say, however, Meg, that they don't know you. How do they know that what you're telling them is the truth? They have to prove that you're not a danger.
At the same time, I don't know them, and I don't feel I should have to allow a stranger to touch me in that intimate of a way. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's horrifying to me that they could accept that as something that is necessary to keep people safe. That doesn't keep anyone safe. It just makes people uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And from the response I got afterwards from people, so many women have just been crushed to tears because of these things, and they've watched their children cry, and it's so horrible to put through, you know, put people through that just in the name of safety, which I don't see any safety coming from this.
Mm-hmm. Meg, I've got a question, if that's all right.
Go ahead.
Sure.
This is Clay.
So this is Clay, by the way. This is huge on the social media right now. And one thing that happened after it started gaining momentum was that the TSA released the raw security footage of the incident in an attempt to try to refute the claims that you were making. But on the actual videos, did you see those videos?
Yeah, I watched the videos, and all I can, like, I posted about this in my latest blog at preteen.com, and I'm, you know, disappointed that they decided not to release all the footage, and also the footage that they did release is a bit suspect to me because it doesn't have, like, timestamps and standard things that security cameras, you know, always have. And if that is all the footage they have, then there's another issue of there's an entire section of, you know, an area where most of my incident occurred and an area where people are taken to, you know, endure this procedure that I can only describe as complete molestation, but there's no camera on. So these people are doing these things out of light of camera.
It seems like the area, their screening area they have, their special screening area, is just out of the view of the camera.
Yeah, and I have no idea why they think that it's appropriate to take people into an area that has no video coverage so people cannot see what they are doing to people or even if they are following proper procedure. I mean, if they do have that footage, it wasn't released because, you know, from what I can tell, this is just an attempt by the TSA to lie once again. They've been caught in lies multiple times, and so I don't feel I have to defend myself when all they're trying to do is skirt the real issue here, which is the fact that their procedures go too far.
All right, well, we're going to have you explain the handcuffing and other things that went on. Meg McLean is telling us her story. She is from New Hampshire. You heard her. Actually, you're still down in Florida, right? You haven't been able to, will they not let you on a plane? Are you on one of those do not fly lists now?
Well, it was just an issue of getting, you know, the ticket replaced and finding an airport while still being, you know, on the road with some friends who are helping me out in this process, but they have a schedule to follow. So I think I'm going to fly out today, fingers crossed, that I get back on the plane.
All right, well, let's talk more about what you experienced. If you have thoughts about this, 800-510-8255, certainly, or you can text us at 646-926-DOUG. Go to twitter.com/Good Day Show. Include your name and whatever texting and whatever comments that you have for us here as we discuss this story. Meg McLean on Good Day at 15 past the hour.
And now for the bonus round. If time flies and money talks, what does wisdom do?
His taxes?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. What should they throw?
Parties?
Correct. Netflix now delivers movies instantly to your TV through what?
Oh, through Wii!
Correct! Woo! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $9 a month.
See terms of use.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
This holiday season, drop your car off at Sears Auto Center while you're shopping at the mall. The Sears Blue Automotive Crew will make it easier to take care of your to-do list while we take care of your car. It's our Veterans Day sale. For 3 days only through November 13th, save an extra $50 on our best-selling Bridgestone tires after mail-in rebate. And our Plus Start automotive batteries are as low as $49.98 every day with exchange. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct. Woo! How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $9 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't believe this.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly, through your game console or other devices. All for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Okay, 17 after the hour, we're having a conversation with Meg McLean. The story that has gotten most of the attention this week is her story of being randomly selected for a search because she didn't want to go through the X-ray machine at the Fort Lauderdale airport. And most of you have heard much of the story. What happens when you say, I don't want to have you touch my body? Then what do they do?
I never said that, you know, I didn't want them to. Like, I never outright refused the pat-down. Mm-hmm. It was just that I had some questions before that occurred, because I wasn't just going to blindly walk into a situation and allow somebody to, you know, molest me in that fashion without raising some objection to it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it was the fact that I had these questions that they couldn't answer for me, whether, you know, because of procedures that they had learned or because they just didn't have the answers themselves. And so I wasn't comfortable with them touching me without, you know, at least answering these questions for me.
No, they didn't answer them. The answer was to handcuff you.
Well, that was actually, I think a lot of people have blown many, many things out of proportion. The handcuffing was a result of me trying to reach for my camera, because cameras, for especially liberty activists, are the first line of defense. You know, whenever you're in a situation with a police officer that's overstepping his bounds, or in this case TSA and then police, you have to get out your camera and record, because that is the only thing that's going to bring light today.
Yeah, and they didn't want to have you couldn't use the camera. They didn't want you to use the camera.
Yeah, and like I said, all this occurred in the second seat, which for some reason the TSA has no cameras on. Mm.
So then when you were getting no answers, you got handcuffed, the TSA lady takes your ticket and rips it up. How do they justify that?
That was once the police showed up, and so the police were actually involved in that part as well. The TSA lady ripped my ticket, and I assume that's because they had already decided that they wanted to kick me out of the airport at that point. Mm-hmm. They assumed that I was going to...
So what right do they have to tear up your ticket, though? That would be... There's a lawsuit right there, it seems to me. I don't see how they have any right. That's your property. It's not being used in any derogatory or inflammable way. They have no right to do that. None.
I don't know.
Zero. Have you talked to a lawyer about all of this?
To tell you the truth, I'm not one of those who likes to sue. I don't like using the system.
Okay, I understand.
I find the system to be so broken that I don't want to validate it by using it.
Okay, I understand that. But I think it's important for people to know that these folks think they have the power to do that when, in fact, they do not have the power to do that. About handcuffing you and all that other stuff, they consider you to be a danger to the traveling public. I mean, they'll come up with all kinds of BS excuses don't make any sense, but it's just more incursion and leads more credence to the movement that you're involved in. All right, Meg, thank you for telling us your story. Good luck getting back today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yep, Meg McLean's story here being told on Good Day at 21 past the hour.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Reaction to the conversation we just had with Meg. We'll get
you
to that.
Can find out more about what I think about that at twitter.com/Jennifer Horn Radio.
Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli coming up in a few minutes with her Friday fabulous free
items.
Shelley Palmer also coming up in a few minutes with the focus on Amazon and how they bowed to public pressure on that pedophile book. That is a big story, which we got to spend a little time on ourselves here. It's beyond comprehension. But Richie, why did you stop playing?
I figured when you got back to the topic,
promoting what we're going to do in a few minutes.
In a couple of minutes, I would bring it back.
As opposed to what we're going to do right now.
Okay.
And David Letterman is a player in this 25 After on Good Day. Cher has, I believe, a new... Does she have a new CD or something?
A new movie. Cher.
Movie. That's movie. It. Right. She had a movie. Okay.
Christina Aguilera called Burlesque.
So she and David Letterman have always been pals. They have great conversations. And she was on with David Letterman last night, Cher was. And the two of them talk about how it was 23 years ago when she appeared on his program. First cut.
It was, I think, about 23 years ago, almost this week, that you and Sonny came together on the old show at NBC.
Oh, and we did I Got You, Babe.
Yeah, 23 years ago.
Yeah.
That's
crazy.
My favorite picture of my entire television career.
Right.
There you are.
And what are you looking at?
November 13th, 1987, 23 years ago. Wow. That's just, where does the time go, as people always say.
But how long ago was it when I called you an ass?
Just before the show.
Here she talks about the time she was confused for somebody who was impersonating her.
It was a gay Jewish wedding. Mm-hmm. For me, it was like a busman's holiday, okay? And so I went in the bathroom, and I'm coming out, and a woman goes, Miss, Miss. And she comes running after me, and she grabs my hand, and she goes, oh, my God, could I have your card? Because you are the best I have ever seen. And I'm so dense, I'm thinking, I don't have a card. I don't carry a card. And then as I'm thinking that, she looks at me, and she goes, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
She thought
she was impersonator.
And there are lots of them around. There are lots of Cher impersonators around in Vegas. So here she jokes with David about her Vegas shows.
It's been very different because the people are pretty old. And I always think, you know, in the beginning I thought, oh, what a pain in the ass. But then I thought, you know, this might be the last concert they ever see.
She is funny.
I have great regard for her. Great respect for her, what she's done and how she's doing it. She's very, very smart, and she's very cool. You know who I met yesterday?
Who?
Speaking of smart and cool, Melanie.
Oh, the singer.
Who's
Melanie?
Oh, you're kidding.
I got even a brand there. New
pair. Wait a minute. We just talked about her the other day.
We got a brand new
pair. And I did not know I was going to
pair
of
rollers.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Why would you have met Melanie?
Because her husband, she was performing in this area, and her husband dropped dead in the local grocery store.
You mean like the day before?
Yeah, her husband dropped dead 2 weeks ago here.
Aww.
In a and grocery somehow store, through, oh my you gosh. Talk about synchronicity with Uri Geller. She was looking for some help, and a friend of mine is a friend of a friend of hers. And the two of them got together, and so she called me out of the blue yesterday afternoon, and we had a long chat.
Dude, that is so weird. We were just talking about it 2 days ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Really we just is. Played the song 2 days ago because we just, out of the blue, mentioned it.
Right, yeah. Isn't that interesting?
That is weird.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use about technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Amazon did everything it could to keep selling The Pedophile's Guide to Love and Pleasure, but in the end, it bowed to public pressure and removed the book from its virtual shelves. A First Amendment issue? Censorship? Nope, just good business. In other news, do you love your HDTV set? 56% of U.S. households are HD-ready, but only 13% of total daily viewing is done in HD. To put it another way, more than 80% of all television is still viewed in standard definition. Wow. And finally, if you can't get Facebook to be your partner, try Twitter. That's what Apple did with Ping, its relatively new social network for music. Twitter said that its more than 175 million users can now connect to Ping, allowing them to put song previews and links to buy music from the iTunes store directly into their tweets. 175 million? That's almost as good as Facebook's 500 million, isn't it? Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct. What? How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $9 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't believe that.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly, through your game console or other devices. All for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
I never was captain for the football team. You ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. If I got you, it's a good day. Good day to be me.
You weren't wearing makeup, baby, on the night you said you would.
It's a funny thing that I remember when I'm feeling good.
Thank you, going.
Feeling good.
This
is the good day. Hey, this is one heck of a strange day. I told you earlier
it's
on.
It's weird, isn't it?
It's going to be a weird, strange day. Matter of fact, this is how weird it is. You see my this sweatshirt that I'm wearing now. I had it on last week. I remember wearing this one day when I was outside working, and I had to change an implement on one of the tractors and get grease on it. Now, it's been washed, but I didn't notice it when I put it on this morning. So one of our listeners sent me an email, check your right sleeve. It looks like it's dirty.
And then you wonder why I don't want to be on cam. These people pick you apart, Doug.
Oh, my God.
And you wonder why we girls don't want to be on camera, Doug.
Just take it easy, Roberta. Would you please? Roberta's coming along with it.
At 4 in the morning.
Queen of cheap. Our poll today, how do we deal with our national debt? And then the videos of the day include that demolition job of the tower that tumbled the wrong way. If you haven't seen that, that is really, not maybe as impressive as the paper plane that has taken photos from outer space. That you'll see in the video of the day as well. Really compelling video and neat stuff. Our television opportunity today will focus on a lot of the things like who's going to replace Oprah. Got a few scandals here and there. Here's our TV trivia quiz. We have 5 minutes. 2020 TV trivia quiz. Ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Who was James Arness's brother? 800-510-8255.
I actually knew that he's in a Western of some kind.
All right. You're not supposed to be talking about this. Not supposed to be helping. Quiet on the set. The question is, who was James Arness's brother? 800-510-8255. Now, it would stand to reason for those who have any comments.
His brother in real life.
Yeah, in real life. Yeah, right. James Arness is the guy's real name. It's actually Arness, spelled a little bit differently. But
I think Carr was his name.
Yeah. All right. So what is
Arness.
The name of his brother, who was also involved in the same business, okay? 800-510-8255. Well, we still have some Smokey Robinson CDs, I think, Richie. Don't we not have Smokey
Robinson? We have a couple Smokey Robinson CDs left.
You'd like one of those. All right. 800, would you stop? Hi. What do we do now? Oh, before we get to Roberta, we're going to have later on in this quarter hour, we're also going to help you with your eyes and making them accurate. Richie, will you stop it? I got to do this commercial, though, before we do this. Last night, as you know, this program airs on hundreds of radio stations around the country. And by the way, we have 10 new ones coming on in the next few weeks. That'd be kind of cool. So as I offer this service, I'm in the service business. You have a commercial for a product that you'd like me to do? I do them all the time.
Service, ding, ding.
For some reason, this commercial really got me last night, and I'm going to read it for you now, and you it just got me. And it's for a client of the radio station down in Melbourne, Florida.
Okay.
WMEL. Let's see. You have foot, back, knee, hip, or neck pain? Then you need to visit Better Feet, your arch support store on Merritt Island. Do you suffer from corns, heel spurs, or clausia? I didn't get. I think I did this some. I don't think I said this word. Anyway, do you suffer from corns, heel spurs, etc.? You need Better Feet. Find it difficult to walk because your feet hurt? You need. I didn't do this last night when I did it. I actually did a pretty good job on it. You're not doing very well, boss. Well, no, because I'm laughing through it. I should be serious.
I had a lady at a doctor's office ask me if I had corns because
really?
She's going to be wearing high heels.
Yeah, okay.
I said, none of your business.
Anyway.
Okay, I need new feet.
If you find it difficult to walk because your feet hurt, you need Better Feet. Call Tammy at Better Feet, 543-FEET, for a free personal consultation and fitting and a free footprint analysis. That's Better Feet at 453-3338. Better Feet, open 7 days a week at 2096 North Courtney Parkway, Merritt Island. Life is so sweet when you have better feet.
Oh, I like that.
I like it.
What I got a kick out of, I started when Bob and I were recording this, I was laughing. I want to know what a free footprint analysis is.
I know, actually.
What happens in a free footprint?
This is the coolest thing ever. And some shoe people are smart now, and they'll actually do this in the store to fit you to their shoes.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like an imprintable patty kind of thing, and you stick your foot on it, and they can tell whether you have a
flat foot, a
high arch, a regular-sized arch.
Now, see, what I'm thinking is that you take your toe. Here's my toe. Does it look like, can you see my toe? Does it look like there's a...
No, but something's slipping out of your robe.
No, seriously, you can see my toe, right?
Yeah, I can see your toe.
You think it's your toe.
There are prints.
You have toe prints.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
All right. You have footprints.
And by the way, Richie, you're the one who wanted me to do this video, so you have to take what goes along with wanting to do the video.
I didn't say... I'm just happy you're not wearing the robes anymore, because that would have been
a very
uncomfortable shot.
Okay. So, having said that, that's a cute little commercial. Now,
so that's what you call it.
Speaking of cute, Roberta Fasanelli, we'd better answer this question first before it gets to be 20 of, though, Richie, right?
Sure.
We'll do the Queen of Cheap first, and then we'll do this.
No, let's answer the question because I know everybody is on their edge of their seats.
They're on their toes.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Let's see. The question is, who is James Arness's brother? Looks like first up here is Jeff in Fairbanks, Alaska. Who do you think it is, Jeff?
We believe it's Desi Arnaz.
Desi Arnaz. You said we. What, you and your wife?
No, that's just me.
Okay, Jeff. Thank you. Not correct. Tom in Iron Mountain, Michigan. What do you think? Who is the person that's the brother of James Arnaz?
I believe it's Chuck Connors.
Chuck Connors. Frank in Lake City, Florida. What do you think? Where'd Frank go?
Frank's I'm here. Saying,
you're napping it. All right, Frank. Who is the...
I think it's Dennis Weaver.
Dave is in State Line, Indiana. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Good Day.
Yeah, it's Peter Graves.
It is Peter Graves, in fact. Yes, it is. Dave is so sure of himself. How many times do we have to play the theme for Mission Impossible before somebody figures this out?
Yeah.
Nice going, Richie. Yes, Peter Graves was what was the name of the character he played on Mission Impossible. Do you remember, Dave?
Mr.
Phelps.
I'm having a brain fart. I can't remember.
That may be the funniest line of the day so far.
Good morning, Mr. Phelps. Your radio career will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Phelps.
Mr. Phelps.
Dave, are you a fan of Smokey Robinson?
Yes.
Okay, good. We're going to take care of that. Thank you for the call. James Arness's brother was Peter Arness, but he didn't want to be confused with his brother, so he changed his name to his mother's maiden name. That's where that came from, in case you didn't know that story. And now, speaking of stories, it's time for Roberta Fasanelli to give us a full and complete rundown of all the things in the Queen of Cheap box, which you can find verifiably at the homepage for gooddayshow.com. But here's Roberta to add her flair.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster dive.
Whoa!
It's Roberta Fasanelli, India.
All right, take it fast. We have important television things.
Friday!
lots of freebie stuff for you today. Free hot beverage at Pilot Travel Centers. We've got a coupon for you, 16-ounce hot beverage. Expires the end of the month. Every Friday in November, so it's today and two more Fridays, go to a Burger King and get a free 12-ounce cup of Seattle's best coffee. CoastalContacts.com giving away 10,000 pairs of free glasses with frames today only, Friday, November 12th, starting at 12:01 p.m. Eastern Time. Just like them on Facebook and you'll get the promo code. Free mini brie with each $5 purchase at Earth Fair. Free energizing products.
What are you, is that
quality
cheese?
Health? Cheese, yes, yeah. Brie.
Wait, aren't you impressed with my sophistication, Roberta?
It's La Bonne Vie Brie or President's Brie. Actually, very good brie. Free sample of Times dishwashing liquid. Free priority mail holiday shipping kit from the U.S. Postal Service. Now, yes, you could walk into the post office and pick up these things free anyway, but they send it to your house by mail. Isn't that nice?
Yes.
Free sample of Chew Lemon. Whataburger has 12 days of freebies and coupons from November 20th through December 22nd. So check that one out.
Free, what do you mean? They have a free what? What
are they? They have
what
coupons, and they're going to give you like the free dine-in coupons.
Really?
Whataburger.
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 Free gift tags, homemade labels, and recipes from Crisco. Free flip-flops from Orbit Gum. How about that? You buy Orbit Gum, they give you flip-flops. A Ruby Tuesday gives you a free appetizer, free Quest protein bars, free Lowe's Build and Grow workshop. Your kids can build a periscope tomorrow. Free grapes at Earth Fair, free sweetener, free hot chocolate at Quick Check, free caramel crumb biscuit at Hardee's, free Folgers special roast coffee sample, and a free breakfast sandwich at Del Taco. We have that coupon for you with any purchase at a Del Taco. So lots of free things to eat and drink and...
Enjoy the list and enjoy your kids. Taking advantage of all that stuff.
So we just had somebody call in and think that Desi Arnaz was the brother of Peter Arnaz.
Yeah. Arnaz.
Right.
You know?
And so we all were like, no. Right. Guess who the producer of Mission Impossible was?
Desi Lou
Studios.
Yeah.
There you go.
Desi.
So not so far-fetched, huh?
Not. This is a strange day.
Yeah.
Synchronicity everywhere. All right. I want you to take a look at your eyes. Would you like
how
to have
do
wait,
that?
How could you look
tough.
At your own eyes?
Yeah.
I can look at my own eyes. Look in the mirror. What's
in
the matter
mirror?
With you? Go to the mirror and look at your eyes.
Okay, and what about them?
Well, I want to know if you would like to have great-looking eyes no matter what your age.
Ooh. Oh, you talk about like the wrinkles around your
eyes. Yes, I am. Yes. Ah. Right. I would like you to all go. I have a favorite website of the day every day. You would go visit today our favorite website, realbeauty.com, and find some very interesting things there about your eyes and your face and how to prepare yourself for the future in terms of your eyes and wrinkles and the things that Roberto was just talking about. You want to get facially fit? Here's a suggestion from the folks at New Vitality. Night skin cream is the best way for you. And by the way, this is not just for women. Men as well need to prepare themselves for getting a little older. Why would you want? I got a few wrinkles here. See them? A little wrinkle here, a little wrinkle there. And I, however, would probably have much worse wrinkles were it not for two products. One of them is Night Skin, which you put on your skin. I should bring bottles of this stuff down here, and so I just hold it up to the camera so you can see it. Night Skin is something you put on your skin, at night. And it moisturizes, keeps your face softer and younger looking. Very cool stuff. You get a free bottle of it now if you call the folks at New Vitality, 800-607-7078. So post that number close by or pick up the phone right now and call them. And ask for the free bottle. They'll ask you to pay for shipping and handling. No big deal. Night Skin is free at 800-607-7078. So what else do I have in my arsenal to keep the face looking fit? I will tell you, as you look at the grease on my sweatshirt here, you know that I am outside in the and I have the elements of the, you know, there's dirt flying around, grease and things I get on my face. I protect my face with Tautinol during the day, and you can do the same thing. Another product from New Vitality that is really great, and there are special deals on that as well. So you put Tautinol on your face during the day and Night Skin on at night, and you have done the job to protect yourself. Call 800-607-7078 for Night Skin and Tautinol, 800-607-7078.
And now for the bonus round. Earth is to moon as pancake is to...
Rice rub?
Correct. Never bite the hand that feeds you. Why not?
Because it hasn't been washed?
Correct. All Wii consoles connect to the internet, which means what?
It means I can now watch movies instantly from Netflix.
Correct! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $9 a month.
See terms of use.
Find your magic at Macy's Veterans Day Sale. Take 25 to 50% off store-wide, plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your Macy's Star Rewards card or WOW Savings Pass. Coats and boots for her, 40% off. Baby and infant outfits and basics, 40% off. Men's designer sports shirts, sweaters, and more, 50% off. All pillows, buy one, get one free. Macy's Veterans Day Sale. Great prices every day. That's the magic of Macy's. Exclusions apply. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Time now for Jennifer to update us on the future of Rubicon on AMC.
Well, that's just it, Dougie. There is no future for Rubicon on AMC.
Bye.
Yeah.
See you later.
Fan.
Sayonara.
Sorry.
Canceled. But with all the hype they gave to that thing, I never really understood.
I don't even know what show that
was.
Yeah,
I never watched it. Don't really know what it's
some
about.
Kind of conspiracy suspense, you know, one of those foreign espionage kind of shows.
Hmm. You know what's great, though?
Right.
We have some good news. Rubicon fans don't, but Castle, since you and I like Castle, Dougie,
yeah, right.
They've increased the order at ABC over to 24 episodes this season, so that means it's doing really well. They ordered 2 more episodes. It's been competing quite well with Hawaii Five-0.
Yeah.
Some, you know, very even. Sometimes beating.
My wife watches that every week.
I watch all three of them. Chase is on one channel.
Chase is pretty good. I finally got to that on my DVR.
From there, I don't watch it every week, but they're all three good shows on at that time.
It's not bad. Now, here's the big news, Dougie. Butch Patrick, little Eddie Munster, remember him?
Yes.
Aw, he was so cute.
Who was supposed to be on this show last Friday.
Yeah, right. I think the reason he didn't show up, maybe, is because he's in rehab today. He's 57 years old, and he said he's had a 40-year drug addiction.
Ugh.
His drugs
started when he was on that show.
Yeah, cocaine, right. Weed, and alcohol. So maybe he's in rehab with Lindsay Lohan. That would be an interesting friendship, wouldn't it?
Right. Lindsay Lohan and Eddie Munster.
Now, Kanye West.
Baby,
is,
that would.
I know. Yeah. Kanye West is really upset with Matt Lauer. Have you heard about this?
I watched it yesterday.
Yeah. Okay, so Matt Lauer had him on yesterday and interviewed Kanye. Kanye didn't feel he got a fair shake, so he went to Twitter and he talked about the brutal, quote unquote, brutal interview he got with Matt Lauer.
Break, you big
fan. Let me tell you something. Kanye should never open his mouth.
Matt he gets
Lauer
in trouble.
Shut up and just let him just talk for a minute.
And he can prove that Obama was right about one thing, and that's that he's a jackass.
He absolutely just made a moron. I think he tried to apologize.
He was upset, though, because he was trying to apologize about George Bush. He was upset that they were playing MTV's audio underneath his
his
speech.
He turned around to the producers and said, "Can somebody be quiet over there, please?"
He's building up, I think, friends and influence people.
Made
a graduate of the Dale Carnegie School of how to do it, of course. All right, good job, Jennifer. Thank you.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
It's 53 past the hour. Am I okay? Richie's okay to start talking now?
You are, absolutely.
I am okay. Now it's time for my friend Tom Parsons. I don't know if that's pejorative or not, if it helps or hurts Tom to be called my friend. I should make it, it then looks
how
like
about, how about a long-time acquaintance?
Yeah, okay, that's much better. Right. If I call you my friend, it's liable to be like Rush Limbaugh's friends with George Bush and all the criticism he's taken for that, right. Or how friendly Keith Olbermann is with those three people he gave contributions to, yeah. All that. Huzzah-eye. Meanwhile, Tom Parsons, as the editor of bestfares.com, is here to talk about travel. And I have a couple of very important things to visit. First of all, Best Fares now, bestfares.com is involved in not only selling airline tickets, but cruises and that sort of thing. And interestingly enough, I was in the process this past couple of weeks of putting together, Roberta and I have been talking about this, and then I had the folks from Holland America come visit me this week to try to put a cruise together. And with this situation in San Diego, apparently the cruise business has gone into the dumper overnight like you wouldn't believe. So now the people who are back on dry land are telling their stories about the Carnival Splendor cruise and the horror stories, the horrific conditions, the nightmare, no food, no power, no electricity, no flushing toilets. Passengers were forced to eat Spam and Pop-Tarts.
Are we talking about an airline now?
No, we're talking about the Carnival.
It sounded just like an airline.
I know, it does sound like an airline, yeah. So anyway, the toilets didn't work, and yada, yada, yada. So Carnival is giving them all their money back, giving them another cruise, all their expenses are paid, yada, yada, yada. That still can't possibly overcome all the negative publicity. And I wonder how this has affected your cruise business. You're gonna tell me it's better than ever, or some other place.
No, I'm not gonna say that at all. I'm just saying cruises are just one of those things. If you cruised before, they're coming back. If you've never cruised before, those are the ones they have to win back.
And well, these people that were talking to me decided not to do the cruise now until this blew over. They don't want to start promoting the cruise and have to fight with the negative influence of all of this stuff.
Well, Holland's owned by, you know, sometimes it's like when we advertise an airline on our website, if there's some kind of catastrophe, we have to pull their ads.
Pull all their ads, right.
Well, the same thing. People are going to stay low for a couple of weeks, and then probably as we get into, I mean, the cruise ships are pretty full right now through Christmas. Mm-hmm. I mean, they already got those folks hooked. And now
Conan O'Brien said last night, that this cruise ship was being converted into a Taco Bell because it smelled just like a Taco Bell when you went in there.
Well, you know, actually, this is the first time ever I can remember that Carnival has given back not only all their money, but they usually give back their money and say, we'll give you a 25% off travel certificate off a future cruise.
Yeah.
And then it went up to, we'll give you the price of your cruise back to you. And now it's a free cruise to do whatever you want. So, and then the other thing I hated about this thing, you're talking about planning. I mean, remember about a week ago, there was about a 30-ton marijuana bust in Tijuana.
Tijuana, okay. Yeah, come across the border.
Okay,
yeah.
five tons on one side, 25 tons on America's side.
Yep.
And we're going to drive these people from Ensenada through drug lord country after we just took 30 tons of their marijuana?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a break.
Fun, huh?
You know, give me a break. Someone didn't think that one out.
And then, all right, so what's the discount? If I said, do you pick a cruise, any cruise, how much is it discounted today? Let's say somebody wanted to take a cruise.
This month, I would say the best deals are for veterans because this is Veterans Week, and usually they get pretty decent discounts, especially if it's under 5 months from now. After 5 months, then we do have discounts on Carnival up to 30% off their cruises, whatever their sale rate is, and. But during the month of the remaining month of November, we have where you can buy one cruise is if you have a DD-214 which is your discharge papers from the military. If you're active military, you can still take up to two additional cabins for the same price.
Really?
So, yeah,
that sounds cool.
So I would say that's probably twice or three times a year.
All right. So what's going to happen the day before Thanksgiving with this National Opt-Out Day, which is set to call attention to the TSA's new invasive procedures?
Let me put it this way. I went through a TSA, and they had one of those blowing machines and X-ray machines,
yeah.
And there was nobody at the airport, just me, yeah. I think, you know. It was one of those, wow, I'm in a line with three people. That's pretty neat. And what do? They tested me. It took them 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, can you imagine if thousands of people say do that?
Yeah.
No, we're not going anywhere fast.
You'd be going down the wrong road on the day before Thanksgiving. Tom Parsons, check out his website, bestfares.com, for very good travel bargains. If you're a Doug Steffen listener, you'll be well taken.